Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Go get your buddies and them guys you said you knew. We drinking whiskey tonight. We got the picking for your party of booze. This town's got something we could use. When can you live, if not this night? We drinking whiskey tonight.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Now it's time for our occasional series where we pair something fun to drink with music. After a couple of editions of Beer Talk, I have to admit I was out of my comfort zone last time when we were talking about hard ciders. But tonight, we're back to something I can get into. Back in the world of malted barley, we'll be talking with the master distiller from the award-winning Kings County Distillery. He makes whiskey of the Deep South of Brooklyn, and he has brought a playlist of songs about drinking and some whiskeys, too, to our studio. Colin Spoolman, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
So they say you're the oldest operating whiskey distillery in New York City, going all the way back to 2010. How does that happen?
Well, there haven't been distilleries in most places since Prohibition. And although New York State changed its laws in 2002, we were really the first distillery in the city to take advantage of the new laws and are really bringing back something that existed in the 1800s and before back to the city. And it makes sense that distilling should happen where so many people are consuming their alcohol.
Now, there's a lot of tradition of singing about drinking, and especially
right.
about whiskey. I mean, even aside from Scotland, where Robert Burns, or as they call him over there, Robbie Burns, you know, has dozens of songs just about whiskey.
Yeah.
Even here, you brought a playlist for us today. Why do you think people love singing about this stuff?
Well, I think there's actually a very strong correlation between the fact that a lot of people who were from Scotland and had a tradition of distilling, or Ireland, moved to the United States, you know, early in the colonial era, and then ended up settling in Kentucky. Thomas Jefferson offered land grants to anybody who would grow corn, and certainly Thomas Jefferson had in mind that people weren't going to be consuming 60 acres of corn. They were probably going to be distilling it. So even going back to the 1700s, there was always an interest in having people settle. And at the time, it happened to be a lot of Irish and Scotch immigrants. And so that type of music and the values of that society certainly continue in Appalachia, where I grew up in eastern Kentucky.
Right. Now, what county in Kentucky did you
grow? I'm from Harlan County.
Is that a dry county?
It is a dry county, although since I moved, there's been a vote for the town of Harlan to go moist, which means if you have a restaurant, you can serve alcohol. But none of the restaurants want to take advantage of it because they would have no patrons.
All right. We're speaking with Colin Spoolman. He's a master distiller at the award-winning Kings County Distillery in Brooklyn, where this Kentucky-style corn whiskey, I mean, you've got some bourbon, but you also brought in the actual moonshine, right?
Exactly, yeah.
And it's clear.
It's clear.
But it is corn-based.
It's 80% corn and then 20% malted barley.
Okay. You want to hand it over?
Yeah, let's do it. So this is probably the most volatile of the three offerings.
Wow, it's got quite a nose to it, too. Well, let's see. Wow. That, I have to say, it doesn't even really taste like, I mean, it doesn't taste like bourbon.
No.
Not even sure it tastes like whiskey.
People often compare it to grappa or tequila.
Yeah, that's it. Tequila. Yeah, it almost tastes like tequila.
And that really is what good whiskey tastes like in its sort of pristine form when it's straight off the still.
Why is it that people have this prejudice against moonshine? I mean, let's listen to this Dolly Parton song.
Sure,
it's on your playlist. It's not necessarily the most kind of boostery song for moonshine. It's called Daddy's Moonshine Still.
Folks say my daddy wasn't much of a man for disobeying the laws of the land. Folks say that my daddy wouldn't fit the kill. Oh, and I know it was true what the people said, 'cause we'd all have been better off dead than to live a life. Shame and strife, 'cause her daddy's moonshine still. And my mama was always sweet and kind, but she grew old for her time, worrying about the way we had to live. Yeah, my daddy lucky share of all he made. And just one more reason I grew to hate my daddy's moonshine still. Daddy's moonshine still was good for nothing but to break mama's heart and to tear our home apart, make our lives a living hell. Mm-hmm.
That's Dolly Parton with Daddy's Moonshine Still. It's part of Colin Spoolman's playlist of songs about drinking whiskey. Colin is from the Kings County Distillery in Brooklyn, and we've just sampled a bit of his moonshine, which was surprisingly smooth. All right, Colin, your distillery has helped bring whiskey back to Brooklyn, but a long time ago in Brooklyn, there wasn't just whiskey, there was what they called whiskey wars. What was that all about?
In the 1860s, you had a lot of immigrants moving to the city who had a tradition of distilling, and so a lot of the Irish immigrants tended to settle on what's today the neighborhood of Vinegar Hill, but was at the time called Irish Town, and there were a few distilleries there, and one of them was producing 5 million gallons of whiskey each year. And I think last year we produced a little over 1,000 gallons. So
they were the Anheuser-Busch of...
Yes. The scale of whiskey production really sort of boggles the mind. And when the Civil War happened, the federal government passed revenue on spirits, making it illegal to produce spirits without a license still and a tax to pay the tax. And so this instantly created the moonshiner. There really wasn't a moonshiner. Making alcohol was a right. After 1862, all of these distilleries, suddenly their business model was radically changed. The price of whiskey went from 25 cents a gallon to $2.25 a gallon due to the $2 tax that went to the government, which I think is about $30 today, if my research is correct. So you had a number of businesses that just simply refused to pay.
Right.
And so after the Civil War, a lot of the soldiers returned to the Brooklyn Navy Yard, which is adjacent to Vinegar Hill. And
where you guys now
where
are.
Where we're now based. Mm-hmm. But in the late 1800s or late 1860s, the army would go into the neighborhood with the purpose of breaking up the distilleries. But the neighborhood residents felt like they were just being under attack. So they would fight back and they would throw bricks and rocks at the soldiers. And at one point, the soldiers had to fix their bayonets just to get back into the Navy Yard with all of their confiscated stills. And so it's this very colorful moment and eventually got bloody. And one of the revenue officers was killed. And so after that, it really gave the temperance movement a lot of traction because distillers became people who were known for violating the law and violating the moral fabric of society.
Now, one of the other songs on your playlist is a Stephen Foster song.
Right.
Who I don't generally associate with the temperance movement.
No, and I don't really know the story of the song. I think Stephen Foster was really a prolific songwriter who was willing to sort of write for whoever was willing to pay him.
Right.
I mean, he's a really tragic story, actually. I mean, died very, very young, alone in a rooming house on the Bowery, I think. His family had left him. He had no relationship to the South, but was always writing about the South. So I really don't know the whole backstory of this, but I do know that the temperance music really perpetuated its cause through a lot of songs. And so this is one of them.
It's a performance by Frank Luther and the Century Quartet of the Stephen Foster song, Comrades Fill No Glass.
Oh, comrades, fill no glass for me to drown my soul in liquid flame. For if I drank, the toast should be to blighted fortune, health, and fame. Then, while I long to quell the strife that passion holds against my life, though boon companions you may be, oh, comrades, fill no glass for me. Though boon companions you may be, oh, comrades, fill no glass for me.
Wow, that's pretty maudlin and empurpled prose at the same time. Liquid flame. That's one of Colin Spoolman's songs about drinking from his playlist that he's brought into the studio today, along with three of the drinks that they distill at the Kings County Distillery in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Colin's with me on soundcheck. That was Frank Luther and the Century Quartet. So up next, we have your bourbon.
This is our bourbon.
And it's also a corn whiskey, right?
Right. In this case, it's 70% corn, 30% mm-hmm. barley. And it's aged for at least a year. It depends on barrel to barrel, but we're using these sort of small barrels. And, you know, this is the type of whiskey that developed in the later half of the 1800s as people... whiskey really had its heyday in the second half of the 1800s. And then after Prohibition, bourbon really took off and became sort of the signature American spirit. So that's what we are now producing, and that's what this
All
is.
All right. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's after just 1 year of aging?
Yeah, right. It's it tends to be pretty mellow going into the barrel.
Now, I have to say, I'm a big fan of bourbon. I love single malt scotch. I like whiskey. I love dark artisanal chocolate. The idea of putting one into the other, right. on the other hand, does not make me burst into song.
Right.
But you have made a chocolate whiskey.
It's very unholy. And I have...
So what when you say whiskey, is this also a bourbon?
This is actually the moonshine, which is legally corn whiskey.
Okay.
And it's been infused with the husk, with the woody part of the chocolate. And so I thought when we first got this chocolate that we would try and distill it, but there's no sugar or starch in the husk. But because
so nothing to ferment.
Right. But because it's fibrous and woody, it has more in common with the barrel. So it's as though you're aging whiskey in a chocolate barrel, which... As maybe that sounds, it ended up being incredibly delicious.
And I'll be the judge of that. Let's see what
so
you
here
got
it is,
here.
Here it is.
Colin, well done.
Thank you, sir.
So this is the moonshine aged with these chocolate husks.
Chocolate husks, yeah.
All right. Well, that is something to sing about. Here's another song from Colin's whiskey playlist. The song is New Whiskey River. This is a new whiskey on me, this chocolate one. The band is called Hope for a Golden Summer.
If you were a river of whiskey and I was a diamond jar, I would let fill me up until I overflow, until I overflow. We would toss and turn. We would toss and turn.
Song is New Whiskey River. The band is Hope for a Golden Summer, and we've just tried some of Kings County Distillery's chocolate whiskey, which is master distiller Colin Spolman was telling us is kind of a new take on an old form of distilling, and mm-hmm. and so too mm-hmm. with that song, right?
Yeah, right. It's a Georgia band, and they've reinterpreted an old song called Hesitation Blues and kind of put a new spin on it, which I thought is sort of a little bit similar to a lot of what the new distilleries are doing. Whiskey is a very conservative product and a conservative process. And now that there are starting to be a lot of young distilleries, there is this room for creativity and interpretation that is not unlike what folk music is all about. Mm. And as it goes from generation to generation, each generation reinterpreting sort of these classic archetypes.
I gotta say, the studio smells awesome now.
good.
This stuff has like it has a big kind of aroma to it.
It does have an aroma.
Colin Spolman is master distiller of the award-winning Kings County Distillery in the Brooklyn Navy Yard. He's brought some of their wares into the Soundcheck studio tonight. And Colin, great to have you here. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, John.
This is Soundcheck.
Me and the boys, my good gal too, we drinking whiskey tonight. Go get your buddies and them gals you said you knew, we drinking whiskey tonight. We got to picking for your party of booze. This town's got something we could use. When can you live, if not this night? We're drinking whiskey tonight. He likes his bourbon with a little bit of water. Well, she likes it, man, with a little bit of soda. He likes, she likes, we like, we all drink together. So come on and pass that stuff around. You can get anything that you want, don't you see? Just come and get it while you're getting good company. Got a girl on my left, got a girl on my right. We're drinking whiskey tonight, that's right. Bourbon with a little bit of water. How she like it? Well, she likes it with a little bit of soda. He likes, she likes, we like, we all drink together. So come on and pass that stuff around. Well, you can get anything that you want, don't you see? Just come and get it while you're getting good company. I got a girl on my left, I got a little girl on my right. Yes, man, we're drinking whiskey tonight. Ah, oh, we're drinking whiskey tonight. That sounds good.